This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
The Parts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, Pindertal, and Printmasters.
Touch children, wake up and stop walking your sleep. Lift your heads up, it's no time to take defeat. If we're not gonna no jumping, we shall surely proceed. Let's see if it done, we shall surely proceed. Where is the love? They sing about so much. Yeah. Every day, it's the same old chorus. Yeah. They say it with their mouth, but there's a conflict in their heart. No. Something to add up, a revolution, why start? Your children wake up and stop walking your sleep. Lift your head. We shall surely push it over. Let them say,
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this absolutely beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Out here in the land of the living, April 30th, last day of April, guys. If you're celebrating, to you, hope you're good out there and jamming the way that you're supposed to. I know that amidst everything that we're going through, you got to be able to take a little time out to give praise for the fact that you're still here. Come on. You're here. If you're in the land of the living, you got to be able to give praise some kind of how. I don't know whether or not your sort of a celebratory thing is to be able to kind of tilt something behind your head or in the front of your face. I don't know. That's not my business. But what my business is to make you aware or remind you. I think sometimes we get so consumed in the rhythm of our lives that we forget to kind of pause and really give thanks. And I think that's a differentiation between many of us who live in the quote-unquote city and those of us who live in the family islands. Because of the lack of distraction, I think there is sort of an acknowledgement of the supremacy, the being, the divinity that's above us. And many times that's within us. And so we pause to kind of do those things. We're slipping out of these things, guys. We're in 2025. We're already in April. My God, we're already in May. We're about to slip into the fifth month in a couple of days. Well, I'm sorry, tomorrow. We're about to slip into the fifth month tomorrow. And we find ourselves in this kind of a position where we got to be able to, give acknowledgement and a very clear understanding that we're here in the land of the living. Talk to me. And so I just wanted to kind of do that for you. And like I said, if you're celebrating your birthday, it's important that you do that with sobriety. My God, you're still here. So I wanted to kind of do that today with you and really be able to have a kind of good conversation with you. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. When you're in that kind of a position, if you're looking for something, you're looking to be able to kind of step into something. At the beginning of the month, you got to get your car insured. If you're looking for, you know, various packages that they offer, life insurance, health insurance, whatever you're looking for, and you want to be, well, I don't know if they offer dental, ask about these particular packages. You can do that 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS, Ethric Bow, or Richard Richardson, or the great people, any one of those persons down there that can be able to assist you. I don't know who they got at the front desk now, but any one of those persons can be able to assist you and give you a tremendous service to ensure that you are taken care of and find yourself in the productive space, all right? I got to shout out my good, decent people. We're getting closer to this. You know, like I told you, she had a couple of things that she needed to be able to do. I don't know whether or not they're up and running yet. In the One West Plaza, they had a specific time slot. And then she called me, says they had to do some things here, there, you know, some things that can come through. So they had to kind of push it back. But they still are going to be opening. I'm sure that it's going to be either this month, well, before the end of this month. She told me that she's going to be able to give me a call and tell me exactly what's what. But I told you guys, man, get yourself prepared for the hydrocolonic. If you're in that kind of a position, if you feel, you know, sludgy, when I say sludgy, you're dragging, right? You feel like crude oil is in you. You're not being able to kick a fire in all cylinders. You're in this kind of position where you feel that you're dragging yourself. You want to be able to put yourself in a better position. Go there and get your hydrocolonic, get your colon cleanse, get the evacuation that you've been looking for, get the alleviation that you've been looking for, get your eyes back to a proper color, the dark around the back of your neck, and so forth and so on. You can find yourself at the better position. You don't know why you feel bloaty and so forth and so on. You want to find yourself in a better position. So go down there, and she can take very good care of you in those spaces, right? So you want to be able to do that. MST Bar is going to be with me tomorrow, having a conversation with me to talk about this sort of an idea as it relates to the conservation concept as it relates to construction, right? We've been talking about the rebar. We've been talking about the fiber rebar and how your bell costs and so forth and so on wouldn't sweat you. And you want to be able to find out more about that, you can ask any one of those guys at Art Development or Art Construction with Avery Lightbourne for the MST Bar. They could be able to take good care of you. Give them a call, 822-9527. That's 822-9527. Or hit them up, 603-4506. 603-4506. Guys, pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. You want to be able to see exactly what's what and read up on it today, all right? Somebody ready to send me a text. I didn't even get into the jam today, but we can talk about it, right? Let's talk about these things. Now, in the paper today, this morning, the Prime Minister decries the dirty politics, right? He starts to talk about those particular things. And then he says that David's hopes for more female PLPs, MPs. He hopes for more female PLP MPs. I don't know how to place this in my spirit. I don't know how to place this. And I ingested the information. Make sure you pick up the paper. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis yesterday, I can read a little piece. I had to get some reading glasses, guys, so I could see these things. My God. So it says Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis yesterday said that he wants more women in parliament, but expressed concern that the feral nature of the Bahamian politics, feral meaning indecent, this kind of an untamed, just the underlying dirty approach to how politics is done, the feral nature of the Bahamian, deters them from getting involved. The challenge, that's very peculiar that the Prime Minister would say something like this. I can't lie. These are the same women who want to get married. And then we look from the political side, or we look from a social standpoint, and women are saying, you know, whether they married or not, you could hear women being able to whisper or say in a pronounced manner that men are dogs. We hear this before. The interaction with human beings, all right, of the opposite sex, there will always be a clashing, an indifference. Who could know a woman? Who could know? Who could figure her out? Her desires? Many men married 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 1,000 years, would tell me they have come to the point and conclusion and wave. Just go. They comply. They have given up on the complaint. And in the midst of compliance, they're hoping that their compliance could translate to an agreement with their woman's position and just being able to say, okay, is she happy now? Now, this is not condemnation as a married man. I am simply saying to you that if you're looking for things to be good before you jump in, you ain't gonna never get in. Not in this boat. Not in this Bahama land. If you're looking for things in this life to be easy before you decide to get involved, maybe the same for you. Maybe the same for you. Because when we see women who take a significant struggle and position, right? When we see women who were the first, when we see women who would have gone through trial and tribulation, whether that's local, whether that is international, when we see women take on this kind of a posture, the fight has never been easy. You have to determine, you have to decide whether or not you're going to be involved. Maybe this ain't for you. And that's okay. It's okay. You gave it your hardest try for you. You gave it a shot. But this may not necessarily be for you. And so the prime minister saying that he wants more women, you can't say that, prime minister. I mean, I can't tell you what to say, but I'm simply saying to say that you wish to have more women and push them in the position that they're not moving towards, you're going to perpetuate much of the exact same thing. We see Patricia DeVoe being able to take on this position to say that she's still in the midst of decision. She has not decided. Yesterday, some of the media outlets stopped her as she was leaving an event. And they just is asking her some questions. Let me let you hear that. Let me play that right now.
Well, I'm still in the seat of decision on that one. The skills that are holding me back are not very many, okay? But one of the decision-making skills would be this. I would like to see more women play a role, a more active role in Parliament.
Much for me. That's too 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 much for me. What are we trying to do here? You see, I've been an advocate that spoke to this sort of an idea that says if we feminize certain levels of leadership and we soften the approach, then we could be able to change some things. But I'm not a believer that we should stop the world. Merry-go-round. You have to find your rhythm. You have to find your voice. You have to find your passion. And you have to jump in. Casually saying that you want more women involved is bananas. That's a casual thing. The prime minister repeats that sentiment. There are many persons I say that we want more women involved. Well, women get involved, you're involved in everything else. Who tell you you could run the bank? Who tell you? Who tell you you could run these offshore banks and these firms? Who tell you? Who tell you you could run HR in that particular manner? Who told you these things? Who told you? Who told you that you had the capability, the passion, the insight, you pursued the information? Who told you that you could be a doctor? Who in the hell told you that you could be a lawyer? You did it. You did it. And you succeed tremendously in every stead. What are you afraid of but fear itself? What are you afraid of? I am not advocating for anyone to step in a position that they're not mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally prepared to do. Stepping into Bahamian politics is hell. It is not easy. I ain't even in Bahamian politics, and I get in cuss every day. Can I say this? Can we talk like this? The people called me yesterday. I care not to tell you my name. But you know, if you push me, I'll give you. Fella called my phone 6 times yesterday. Because I know him. He's the part of the FNM council. I know him. And he's a relentless supporter, unapologetic supporter of Dr. Minnis. And nobody can fight you for who you support. Support who you support. He calls my phone. Now I often talk with him. But his conversations are long and drawn out. I like to talk to him when I need to be able to get good depth and information and history associated with these particular things. I love that. I love to sit down with him. An hour goes by and I'm just absorbing information. I say nothing yet. But his relentless posture and defense, listen, blind defense of Hubert Alexander Minnis and his particular, I'm not talking about his tenure, you know. I'm talking about post the general election of 2021. He's added too much emotion into this thing. He's added his personality, and he's like, he's putting everything on the line. So he calls me yesterday 6 times. The telephone ring off. Blah, blah, blah. And I look at it, I say, I'm not prepared for this call. Because I know what's coming. I say, I'm not prepared for this call. Listen, if you know that speaking for 2 hours, at the end of that thing, after I didn't pick up my children and I get home, I'm spent. I just want to be honest with you. I am absolutely spent. Okay? It's an exhausting ordeal. While you think, oh, you just have a juicy mouth, you could talk, so forth and so on, I'm spent. Okay? I'm going to be honest with you. And so I got to be able to kind of revive myself and really be able to catch myself. After I make all my runs and do everything like that, I'm spent. I don't have the time to have another 2-hour conversation. I just don't. I'm sorry. I have another 2-hour conversation. So I look at the telephone yesterday and I say, I'm not prepared to have this conversation right now. So I put one telephone down. I say, I'll give him a call tomorrow morning. God spare. Right? So I said, oh God, he hit my other phone. Anyway. So I answer the phone. It's my private line. He know my number. So I answer the phone. I say, hey, what's up, my brother? Right? So he said, Howard Grant, why are you being so rude? Well, mother's sick. I haven't heard you being rude since I was 9. I said what I said about Dr. Minnis, and I stand by that. I stand by that. I had time to think about it. The same way Dr. Minnis had time to make a determination whether or not he would genuflect and bow out with grace. So I got cussed yesterday. Bahamian politics is no place for you to be able to think that this is a kiddie pool. This is deep waters of traditions and sharks. Barracudas exist in this water. For you to understand how to navigate this, no one's going to put a fishnet and put some sort of lifeguard, a buoy around you to ensure that you could stay afloat. You have to dive in and get involved. And if there aren't women that are prepared to do that, I don't think you should get involved. If there are women who are indifferent, I watched this battle rap the other day. I don't know if you guys know what battle rap is. For all my listeners out there who don't understand what battle rap is, it is just a competition of words between two individuals. And it has degraded to the point over the years where it is only derogatory, okay? It's just battle rap. Battle rap is a way to be able to annihilate your opponent who stands before you with words and just being able to chop them down to be able to find out and perpetuate negativity. That has been 8 Mile. That has been, if you watch the 8 Mile with Eminem, that situation of this battle rap. Now, most recently,
because of this concept and idea of diversity and inclusion, they put men against women. Always a bad idea. This guy went against this girl, and he started to talk about her shape. And she was shaped peculiar. She was big on the top and very, very small on the bottom. So he started to talk about how she looked like Mark Henry, how she looked like an ice cream cone, he derogatory, the most vicious and vile things that he's saying about her. So much so that they were no longer creative. It was just condescension and destructive. He sought to break this girl's spirit. And she stood there and she had to swallow and she did not have a strong response. She lost. When you decide to get in the fray, when you decide to stand before an opponent who his only objective is to get to victory, that's it. When you decide to do that, you're going to have to make a determination as to whether or not you have the skill set, the support, and the emotional wherewithal to stand firm and be able to do these things. If you are meek, mild, broken, fragile, we don't need you in Bahamian politics. We don't. Women have a very tough position in this country. They got to be ladylike, they got to be gentle, simultaneously they got to be firm, they got to be steadfast, they got to be studied, they got to be beautiful, they got to be consistent, they got to be all, you have so much of a hell of an issue, to be a hill to climb over. You got to be Mother Teresa to get into Bahamian politics. And you will be scrutinized, you can't even have a glass of wine. They call you a wino and a bibber. This is the level of scrutiny you can get. Don't be unmarried. Oh my God. This is the level of scrutiny that you will get. Now, I don't know if nobody can tell you this, but this is the level of scrutiny you will get. I heard politicians or people talk about people's mental capacity prior. Even women in their position end up with the spillover to analyze and critique politics. Next thing you know, they start to talk about your love life, what you don't have, how much man you had, so forth and so on. The level of scrutiny that will come against you even by the mere mention of somebody in politics. The mere mention of somebody in politics. You got to be prepared for it. So for the Prime Minister to be able to talk about the dirty politics, this is just the nature of politics in this country. The PLP nor the FNM has done nothing to be able to create a standard for us to be able to identify and move towards. The PLP who continues to be able to grapple with this concept and idea. You wrestle like Jacob with the angel all night. You wrestle with this idea of corruption. All night you wrestle. And the blessing that you would have got before that let you go is that now it touched your leg. You walk with a limp as an organization because you've never dealt with this concept and idea of corruption. The PRP hasn't set its own bar. This new day administration has done nothing to be able to deal with the perceived corruption that exists within uniform arms and branches of the government. This New Day administration continues to be able to come to us with information that's kind of, it's a little off. It smells a little weird. And then tell us, no, that's an administrative error. Sorry about that. We can fix that. Only after relentless scrutiny that you decide that let's make a modification to this now. And you say to us that this is dirty politics. Whilst you seek a re-election. This is peculiar. Let's talk about these things, guys. I want you to be a part of the conversation today. I'm here alone today, so I'd love you to be able to join in. 3225-4316, 3225-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Let me take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Hey, pizza lovers, Marco's Pizza is turning up the heat with new daily deals that are here to stay. Get the trio, one large, one topping pizza, a 2-liter drink, and cheesy bread for just $21. Or double up with the golden crust duo, two large, one topping pizzas, and a 2-liter drink for just $24.
Want more?
Grab the Magnifico double, two medium, two topping pizzas for just $28.
Great pizza,
great deals,
all day,
every day. Available now at Marco's Pizza. Order today.
I been up at Pinda and I meet him in his showroom. I say, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal and let me tell you something. Them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in. 8x48, 12x24, 20. What I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between. You can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Foundation.
Gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, just jamming the way that we are. Listen, man, I'm indifferent with these particular things. I think the approach of politics is indifferent for me. And we need more transparency. And I think that that's why conversations such as this one and persons that continue to be able to push against the envelope is what we need at this particular time. Don't just say we need more women, and you haven't created a space to ensure that there is transparency, there's good governance, that there is the rule of law. All of this is superseded by the traditions that exist within the good old boys club. Come on, man. Oh, my God. I can't even tell. Oh, y'all don't want me to talk today. Within the confines of the smoker's room. To see who's smart, who pretty, who's sexy, who this. You don't care about nothing in these people's head. These women's head. Listen to me, man. I love my mother very much, very much, very much. And some of the stories that she's told me, some of the days that she came home heavy laden and burdened, even a row that we got into on various occasions, numerous occasions, about this sort of an idea for her to assert her authority and position as member of parliament in 8 Mile Rock, was met with significant contention. It wasn't necessarily pronounced or articulated by the voice of a particular man, but the system had gone against her. The design of the system had gone against her. And she was on any stand, any front. Small things that she would do in the constituency were superseded by when information got back to the minister or responsible for whatever area, those things would be quashed, right? And she couldn't get some things done. She just could not get anything done. And it disappointed her. She was she was broken. She was broken about some stuff. And she always shows a good face out in the public. She was disappointed. She ain't gonna say this to y'all. And I ain't gonna say, you know, all the depth and the depth of what it is. But the truth of the matter is that just being in proximity to these quote-unquote men, these honorable men, had placed her in a position where she was extremely disappointed. The expectation was high, but the product, the men, misogynistic, egotistical, maniacal, the men in politics had no regard for the people. And she became good friends with Loretta. Good friends. You know, Hon Loretta used to, you know, talk about these particular things. I told her, you should find an alliance. You should find and align yourself with some people who shared your interests and form a bond to be able to execute these particular things. But politics is very peculiar. Despite the fact that you're having this sort of an indifference, a lot of persons vying for a position to be viewed with strength. If you remember Loretta, Loretta had to assert her strength in more ways than one, in various capacities. And as a result of being able to have to assert her strength, then she was labeled in a particular manner. Dame Ivy Dumas. You remember these particular persons? You remember that? Janet Boswick. You remember these people? Cynthia Mother Pratt. Cynthia Mother Pratt decided to be able to step back from politics when she was in an undeniable position of relentless victory. She could have won every time she put her hand forward, and she decided to step back. I can't even begin to tell you. I can't even begin to tell you. Right now, when you look at one of the strongest women that we would have seen in Bahamian politics historically, when you look at Glenys Hannah, in her particular capacity, she has to endure a great deal to exist in that space. She has to. And so she shows you the lion. Instead of the broken lamb that's within her, are met with a concrete ceiling. It is no longer glass. She cannot see beyond a particular point. Her aspirations and the idea of what exists in her DNA as a result of what's been passed down from her father, the leadership that is encapsulated in her, the true essence of who she is, can never blossom to the true potential that we as a country know. Because of the fear, the ridicule, the indifference, the pushback she gets from her own party. For our prime minister to come out and have a conversation with us, casually or flippantly or in passing, however he does it, to say to us that it's time for Bahamian politics to change. The two aspects of customer service, both internal and external, it always starts in the house. Crime. As we continue to be able to blame the government for 100 and some murders a year, or fear comes to us and said, it begins in your house. It always begins in your house. We got bad parents. We are growing up criminals. This is what the Minister of National Security tell you. You raising criminals. That's what you're doing. That's what the Minister of National Security tell you. But no one understands that these things are principle. I can't even get no amen. It's just a principle. You cannot apply this kind of a concept to transform your children in the house without understanding that for you to be able to change politics externally and what we ingest as a society, as a community, you got to change that in your party first. Let's just be real about this, man. Let's be real about this. Patricia DeVoe, in her particular capacity as Speaker of the House, she has put it all on the line. Her reputation, her temperament, her and her children's future, so her whole household. She's put everything on the line to step in this position of leadership. And if you remember when she sat in the capacity of, I think as a women's branch leader or something within the confine of the PLP conclave. If you remember when the recording came out and there was some innuendo or something spoken about blackies or whatever the case may be, and she was identified in this particular light, and she didn't necessarily mean that. This was as a result of the conditioning of what politics expects. I don't believe that's who she is as an individual.
But to play this kind of a sport, sometimes you got to throw a curveball, a spitball. Sometimes you got to step outside from the norm. Patricia has done that before. This is too much. You don't want me to talk like this, but women are not built for this. Unless you're built for this. You have to determine within your spirit whether or not you are an Esther. You have to determine within your spirit whether or not that service capacity or you are a Mary. You have to determine who you are in this story. And for the most part, men are willing to take that blow. I feel a little cut up, you know. I get cut up the majority of my childhood. I'm free of it. I stand firm and I take my cut up. But I stand firm in conviction every single time. I'm not afraid to fight for what I believe in. I'm not afraid to say what I believe, what I'm convicted, what I've studied, what I understand. And I'm not afraid to defend what I say. I will not cower to no man if I believe in this. Now, I just, as a man, have to deal with the consequences thereof. I got to know how I'm maturing to eat. I got to know where I can make money from. I got to know how I can be able to take care of these particular things. Because if you can stand in conviction, you can't always be associated with the formality of things. Whether that be an organization, whether that be a corporation, whatever it is. Because as soon as they go contrary to your convictions, you can say something. Now, you got to figure out how you're maturing to eat. As a man, you got to figure that out. The rules are not the same for women. There are some women that I thought would make great politicians over the years. Politics is not for beauty queens. It's just not. My mother's literally a beauty queen, 1978. And my aunt. They are Miss Ape Marokai. She got into this thing with the hopes and expectation, using the words that Fred Mitchell would say about Donald Trump. We're hoping that we're dealing with level-headed, and I surmise it, players. There was a hope, expectation. That everyone would be level-headed, balanced, fair, and honorable in politics. That is a fallacy. Gravelicious, egotistical, maniacal, self-centered. Listen, this is just what you're dealing with. This is what you're dealing with. Do not get involved if you're not prepared for people to tell you some things that can hurt your spirit. Make sure your husband always, if you got a husband, always have a towel on his shoulder. Because many nights, if you're not prepared for this, you will be crying on his shoulder. If you're not prepared for this, your husband will fight for you and defend your honor, but he was never called to the House of Assembly. No one ever elected him. He need to calm down. Brother, you let your wife get involved in this. Now you won't fight all of us. You need to calm down. These are strong decisions that need to be made in the household when you're making that decision. Most recently, I would have seen Arinthia Kumalafe's name making the rounds. Good, bad, or indifferent. You're hearing her and hearing speech about her. Y'all would have talked about Miriam Emanuel in her particular capacity. You would have spoken about Heather Hunt in her capacity. The last thing I remember people talking is that she's the village idiot that hurt my heart. I remember reading that in the Punch about my mother. That she's the village idiot mother's sick. How they could say this about my mother? But this is the assessment that they made. That hurt me. I will never forget that. I'm mad at her because she allowed, in my mind, at my naive nature and stage, only being able to see politics from a local standpoint in 8 Mile Rock, I'm mad at her for letting people talk about her like that. Mad. And I grow and I expand in terms of one space to another. And I move from Grand Bahama to Nassau and get intricately involved and intimately involved with how politics is going on over here. And I realize that it's just a part of the news cycle. The cycles of the news cycle they put out there in their proverbial feeds, like chicken feed, the meat for people to ingest on a day-to-day basis. And this is what happens. And if you're not prepared for that, this is going to be a long and rough ride. Everyone can get a little cussing and behave in politics. And women have it worse. Because if you got one little piece of shape and you get any proximity to leadership, the first thing they can say, infidelity, the leader like you, this, that, and the next thing, all these things like that. My God, look how she gets. She used a body to get there. They listen to me. I don't care what you tell me right now. You've heard what I'm saying to you. I've heard people say this about people you would have gone to church with them and their husband for the entire life. Now, all of a sudden, she using a body to get elevated in politics. I never noticed, but for years, I've been going to church with this woman. She's a decent woman. But today, she ain't. Women, don't let nobody tell you to get involved in something you ain't do, eh? You ain't built like man. You're a woman. You're soft in nature. You're soft. You need soft kisses on your elbow, on the back of your knee. You need them. You need man to look in your eyes and say, baby, you're absolutely gorgeous. I love you. Give me 2 kisses. That's what you need. You need that. You need that reassurance. You need that gratitude from being able to create a space as a virtuous woman. That's what you need. You need love. You need us to pour into you relentlessly. You ain't going to get that in Bahamian politics. You can get monsters. If you're not, if you're in a monster catcher, if you are not a slayer, a Knight's Templar, to be able to deal with these things, you will be defeated. And I'm not talking about the victory at the polls. I'm talking about your esteem. You have to be strong for this. Find a way to be able to do it, guys. Let's talk about these particular things. I want to talk about this. And when we get back, I want to talk also about a spike in suicides that can be linked to trauma from Dorian and COVID-19. This is what Dr. David Allen is being able to say. I don't know whether or not there always has to be a particular, and then, you know, I guess this is always debatable, but there, with Dr. David Allen that I've been reading and ingesting over the years, that always has to be an inflection point. There always has to be an inflection point, but his initial inflection point with the introduction of cocaine into our society has never shifted. It's only been able to perpetuate and exaggerate from that particular standpoint. So while we continue to try to figure out where these inflection points are, we have to recognize that there is a brokenness in our society that we haven't dealt with. We just have not dealt with it. There is this perpetuation of and pursuit of being able to find laborers in our society. And we've rejected the idea that people exist in this particular space, that hopes, dreams, aspirations, ideas for greater exist within the hearts of the people that you only see as laborers. That is suicidal unto itself. There has been a division. A gulf now exists between the man and his church.
there's a gulf. There has been a pronounced and identified exodus. And for many people who even go to church now, it is only in this kind of a position where you exist to fill the pew, but not necessarily have the passion and the faith to step and walk in that righteousness that the Father has called you to. These inflection points are superficial for me. I can't go against Dr. David Allen in his particular capacity and his expertise, but I could say that these inflection points are fleeting. In 15 years, with the potential rise in these particular things, are we going to be able to say that the tariff war was an inflection point? In another 3 years, can we now say that the bubble bursting in the United States of America in 2008 was an inflection point? These inflection points keep shifting with time because we're existing. We live here. It's not about the inflection point. It's about the environment that has to do with being able to rectify these issues. We relentlessly call on Dr. David Allen to be able to answer these particular questions as he matures in his particular capacity and seeking a way to be able to step out of this. We always relentlessly go to him and never give consideration to the younger persons who've just gone to school for these particular things and wish to be able to jump into the fray of what's happening in our society. From a psychological standpoint, the government doesn't utilize them because the government relentlessly identifies their relationships and leans on that and rejects competent, qualified experts in their particular field because of their youth. This system is broken. And on our feed, relentlessly, day after day, all we see is the exact same things. That's what we ingest. Let's talk about these things, guys. Take a quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The King is bringing you a sweet and savory twist for breakfast at Burger King Nassau. Say hello morning with the maple additions of the Burger King croissant sandwich, including a sausage and cheese croissant sandwich topped with maple syrup, plus two delicious French toast sticks for only $5.50, including VAT. Or choose the chicken maple and cheese croissant sandwich with two French toast sticks at the same price. Enjoy the sweet and savory experience of the maple croissant sandwiches and French toast sticks only at Burger King Nassau.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is 1 o'clock, guys. I want you guys to join me in conversation if you wish to. If not, that's fine. Well, we can talk today. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. 242 is a toll-free number, 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. The information's out there. We're just talking the way that we are. I know it's a little bit hard to do these things. I know it's a little bit hard to talk like this because it requires a little bit of introspection on both parts, on this sort of a condemnation and wagging of your finger to the entire populace, and also being able to understand your posture and position as a leader. Now, we could get into leadership roles and we could be able to transform those roles and be able to leave a legacy behind to say that, okay, he or she has done these particular things. Or we could be able to just leave things as they are. But I think the latter has been one of the things that a lot of persons have been dealing with in this country. Let's read this text. It says, "Ah, Lord Howard, I hear you." It says that the hypocrisy is real, though. Prime Minister Davis' statement is a valid acknowledgement that women in politics face much greater scrutiny than their male counterparts, who keeping sweetheart is rarely mentioned about the male MPs. Pot calling the cattle back. But let's finish reading it, right? Pot calling the cattle black, right? And then she says, but people have the audacity to use social media and try that with a female MP. And like the House Speaker said, women playing in a man's domain have to assert a certain level of authoritativeness, then be called bigoted when a man would be called assertive. Men place their wives and children under the scrutiny all the time. And when they run for politics, why should it be any different for a woman who has the fortitude and the willpower to step into the ring? It's not different. If they want to step into the ring, they got to be able to deal with that. They got to deal with that because no one can play clean with you. They see everyone hitting you below the waist. I'm telling you. Everyone hits you below the waist. That's just politics in this country. Because men and many women don't like women leading them. Why? We have a misogynistic society. This is what Texas said. And we just profiling too much to admit it. This is a text that's coming through. I just want to assure you that this don't only go for men, okay? This don't only go for women. My story, just a little bit. I've been on this radio for years, and people come sitting in front of me. Many of them, I could see the devil on them. I can't say many of them. Some of them. I know the devil exists in them because I've seen that devil in action. And I'm decent. And so I said, I'm here with whoever, whatever. But I know these people. There ain't a string of righteousness in them. They don't seek to do the right thing at all. I know these people. And I don't know them intimately. I know them from their fruit. And so when I vied for the position, and y'all always just try to read into things, but I'm simply telling you a story. When I vied for the position, as I told you this before, as chairman, I got a call from significant persons in the financial movement at the time, top-tier leadership founder. Called me, sat with me, break bread with me, so forth and so on. I told you this story. And in the midst of that, I pursued something that I was encouraged to. I never thought that I could run for the FNM. This is not a thought. You do the best you can do in your life to be recognized by someone. You get dressed up, you clean up, you fix your hair, you dress up, you smell good, so forth and so on. If you're in a position that you're single, you're looking for a man, you're looking for a woman. You want to present yourself in a particular manner. You ain't going to rush up to these people and tell them, "I's yours, Jesus called me to you." No. You present yourself in a particular manner. And he that find, my God, let him find. But you present yourself
in that particular posture. And so I did the same thing. I could never imagine being called in these particular capacities. And so God, I can put this in a book. And sooner rather than others who say, when I die, I leave my memoirs. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to write the book, and I'm going to put it out there. I care not to say it on the air, but I'd like to document this information. Because this indifference that exists in this society is applied to both men and women. And men, the good old boys, they view this politics as not transformative for the country. They view this as a game. This is a game. If you want to get in the game, these are the rules of the game. It's a game. And so I got involved for the purposes of transforming. I didn't know this was a game. I didn't know. And so when I put my hand forward to get involved with these particular things, I got nothing but backlash, this, that, and the next things. Everybody got involved with some things. I don't know what you can just say. Okay, how would you fight? Okay, so now we've gotten that out of the way, right? What else are we dealing with? Now, let me tell you about you. Boom. You understand? I had to do this all my life. So I'm well equipped to deal with this. And then they got some other people involved from a political standpoint to try to be able to pull me down. I stepped back. I stepped back and I was broken for a time. I might as well tell you the truth. That thing hurt me. Because I thought this was a sure win for me. It hurt me. And I had to muster my strength to find out whether or not I wanted to go for another round of this. And I decided that the contribution that we make has to be more significant than doing it within the four walls of politics. We could make a social contribution without being involved directly. And I decided to do that. I did. And so you hear me talking about these things because it's in my heart. It's always been in my mind to serve. But as I open my head, my eyes, I realize this ain't for me. I'm afraid of this, man. I'm afraid of getting into politics, not for the purposes of people scrutinizing me or being able to levy anything against me, but for the purposes of having to genuflect to another God. Oh, God, to the purposes of having to be able to bow a knee to a God that I don't believe in. The same way many of y'all is be Christian and talking about faith, and then you go play numbers. You're confusing me, Howard Grant. I mean, that might be your principle. You may be content with that. That's maybe, you know, how you survive for the longest time. But I'm confused how you could be able to take a righteous thing and then add the profane to it. How you could be able to take a thing that has an objective of righteousness and the alignment thereof and then be able to add something diabolical and dirty to it and then operate in this. How could you operate in this? How can you sprinkle untruths, lies, and deception into this sort of an idea for justice? How y'all could do this? That's why I don't get involved in politics. How y'all could lie to the Bahamian people like this? How you could go in here and thief from Bahamian people? How? You all need to be like Bernie Madoff. Thief from billionaires. How you could thief from poor people who ain't got nothing? How? Y'all don't even have the skill set to thief from billionaires. You just want thief. Our little $300, $200, 5 cents, 5 cents, 5 cents, 5 cents. And you're content with that. That's why I don't want to get involved. But to this texter, this spans far and wide. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on, Howard?
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Yeah, I was trying to call you for a couple of days last week, but I still enjoying your show. Come on, listen, Howard.
I appreciate you.
You know, yeah, man, I appreciate you too, Howard. You know, sometimes you got to go into the wilderness alone. You know, like, mostly your monologues are really aphoristic. I like to listen to you. Something you said really gave me a big laugh. You know, when you started to be humorous at the beginning of the show, but you know, I'm afraid that, you know, ignorance is a serious thing, you know, and lack of knowledge is a lack of consciousness, right? And so I'm not conscious about a lot of things. I like to listen to you and Lang when it comes to the political reviews. You know, Lang is pretty much real as far as his experience and what really it is, and even educating to us on the ecosystem of politics, right, as it relates to these organized, these entities, you know what I mean? Even, you know, but what I'm saying is, I was upset that Chester had asked a caller, right, who admitted, you know, this is in reference to what you were saying, because this is really a game, right? Mm-hmm. So I know you're smarter than me, so I want you to expound or edify this BS that I heard this morning, okay? Good. Now, the guy is giving a counter-narrative to what you're saying. He's saying that politics is not a dirty game. It's the players in what? What type of BS is that? Can you explain the difference? Because I really don't get it. I mean, and then the level of ignorance that comes out, people say things that have, like they say, chronic callers. You know, a chronic caller, you really think all your chronic callers are political imbeciles or trolls, Howard?
No.
Some people call and talk with diverse topics, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, just to show you that his mind is so limited for me. The fact that you can just limit everybody who calls the talk show. People see me and people like me wherever I go. I don't see no one who have a problem with me when they see me, you know. I didn't even look for the lower. I didn't see the jealous in my head. You saw me the other day and you didn't even know it was me approaching you, Howard. But I didn't say anything. But what I'm saying is, Mr. Grant, I'm not looking for no notoriety, you know. What I'm saying is...
Oh, why are you saying that to me, 52? I keep looking to see if I can see you out and about.
Yeah, but, you know, I stopped socializing that because, I have my little children, and I mean, you understand where I'm at now, but I sacrificing my life for them. I deny myself a lot of things just for them because I know what they face in the future. And I definitely, if some people already have things amassed for generations, I trying to see if I could do for a quarter or half a generation because that's just the way it is, Howard. I can't worry with these people. And these people are so politically imbecilic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until it's a politician's paradise, but when someone call and speak, they don't know the difference between nationalism versus political trolls. I mean, come on, man. Come on. I don't get off. I never had a contract in my life. I don't want none. I turn on a contract from the government clinic for $8,000 to do furniture. I tell the woman, if you can't pay me, and have the material and way, and then she comes, I say, man, you don't have someone else that you have to deal with them. I don't want to wait on them for nothing, man, Howard. I got a trade. I got trades under my belt, and I support my nice work for what I want. You hear the compressor on in the background every time you talk on me. You hear things going on, right?
You're waking.
Waking, man. I just wake, man. I just use a compass and a square. I don't want nothing from nobody. When I don't have enough money, I still got to have a cookout. And you know, I'm going to look out, see what they're trying to show out. Be people like GNN and different people would call, you know, how could you call these people political trolls, man? People who are concerned about the country, people like Sparky, them people like Anton, and people who call and speak and give critique when it's time to give critique out. How could we get a forward fighting another sheep? Me and you in the past, and you fighting another sheep, and you run in too deep. Give thanks, Howard. Appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Always appreciate that. For people to call, just to clarify one aspect, the Constitution could never be corrupt. This is what we discussed. Our Constitution is not corrupt, right? But they have elevated the traditions beyond the Constitution, right? In each political organization, both the FNM and the PLP, they have ascended beyond their constitutions. Most recently, in 2017, I think, we would have seen the PLP go back to be able to make modifications to strengthen their constitution and be able to move forward, right? But for the most part, the constitution is never adhered to. And any time that there is a row because the tradition didn't work in the favor of one particular fraction within the organization, they always point back to the constitution. But nobody was using this the whole time. He wasn't using this the whole time. This got dust on it. You blew the dust off the thing. This got dust on it. You wasn't using this. You didn't even know how to find this. But when it doesn't go the way you wanted to go for you in the organization, you point back to the constitution. That's the exact same thing that happens in politics in this country. See, the political organizations, the FNM and the PLP, are the microorganisms of something that is happening on a macro level, which is politics in the country. What you see happen in those microorganisms, in those political organizations, is something that is expanded in a wider perspective when they get into politics, when they get into the governance. So for the fellow to say that the players are dirty, the game ain't dirty, the players are dirty, I think he's confused. You have to jump in the hog pit before you get in the game. That's how you get dirty. You had to consciously make a decision to step into the muck and mire. You have to have this clear conversation with your family and say to them, I'm getting into politics. You know, they can tell me about my ma. They can say this, that, the next thing about how she was a prostitute and this and that. They will find everything to tell you about you. Lies and deceit. But it ain't really about whether or not it's lie or true. If it sound good enough to carry, somebody can tote it. He had an entire newspaper dedicated to these things. Social media perpetuates this and they amplify it. They light it a fire. This is what you're getting into. And for the most part, a lot of y'all scared to stand up in righteousness. You're scared. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300. Hit me at 422-4796. It says, Brother Howard, the political climate of the Bahamas have many scandals that we would like to be discussed or disclosed. As Bahamians, we know they are fruits of character. So if they would repent and seek forgiveness, they shall be cleansed. We want a better and righteous Bahamas. From Grand Bahama, we are listening. This is my guy. He ain't signed it today. So it looked like this is my guy. This is Howard, the new book. Let me see if I can read this. Howard, the new book that will be introduced to schools is Towards Common Loftier Grow, Towards a Common Loftier Grow, written by Bahamians. There was also a reenactment of the book Black Tuesday. But tell me, how do we teach the children about liberation and success while their parents are not free and bewildered in the struggle? Pray tell me why this has attributes of Roots Light, the Roots Light vibes with era. This is what we're dealing with in this country, man. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Hey.
Good afternoon. I hear you saying that the people sometimes they hit below the belt.
Yeah, man.
Well, that is the reason why when a woman or a man is going into politics, they should use the same code. When Jesus asked the question, who man said that I am, he would have known what the people were really thinking about him. So these people going into politics, whatever, if they know they involved with things or whatever, they just go under the tamarind tree, go on the blocks and just see if their name is called up and certain things and stuff like that before they enter. Because when you enter, people start throwing blows and at your children, at your husband, and this and that. If you can't take it, don't go in. So they only don't, you see, if you tough and you could take it, mind you, it shouldn't be like that. This shouldn't be a nasty fight. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This should be something that you're going in to support, to benefit, to help your country or whatever, make it different. But they have a tendency to back you out to make sure not. I see Harvard coming in here. I can deal with Harvard. You see? So what they do? They put pressure on Harvard and stuff like that and things like that. So, but this election, my brother, Mr. Penta, said, is Slay supposed to name tomorrow, which is the voice of me. So we want to see who these is and what is what, if this making sense.
You say he can ratify or name his candidates tomorrow?
He said the voice.
The voice of me, that's the they have in council. Okay, looking forward to that.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
You see?
Yeah.
So I just want to see who they are and what is what, if it's making sense, because if it ain't making no sense, getting back down that same road again. Thank you, Mr. Grant.
I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. One more telephone call. Caller, go online. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up? What's up? This Jeff?
Right here, my brother. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Just two very quick comments. Yeah. First and foremost, let's talk about our Constitution. From I know myself, I was always told that our Constitution is a living, breathing document, which means that You know, primarily the Constitution was basically created the guidelines to what the country was supposed to become. But when greater persons or great minds come together and they see that the improvements are to be made and can be made according to what the Constitution calls for in that current form, then you can make those changes to make the document even better. But what we in this country have begun to become to realize is that nobody wants to also touch the Constitution, because obviously we love the chaos that this country is in, and certain parties and families are benefiting from it. They don't have no intention of changing anything. This is why all of the upgrades that you see other countries have been using, especially those countries, because there are a few that uses similar constitutions that we have made adjustments. Australia is one of them, and we are still cherry-picking parts of the Constitution that does not fully impact the Bahamian populace in the manner positively that it should. So these persons talking about entering the political atmosphere then. If we have persons that are being as they are, regardless of how good their intentions are, and you got people over them, nothing is going to change. You talk about good people who want to enter the parliament? Yes, they are. There are many Bahamians who want to. But because of the dirtiness of many persons having their hearts to try to take these persons down, to cause them not to help to make the changes that we need in this country, this is why many of them shy away. But in their own little corners, they're speaking. But in the ballot box, when it comes down to that, they refuse to vote for the positive change that they would love to see their country come to. That's all I have to say today. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. Guys, let me do this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Faith and Mission Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to create commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information. Or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better. Posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Enjoy 20% off a beautiful selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. These are all perfect and stylish gifts to show mom just how much she's loved. Hurry in and take advantage of Kelly's House and Home's 20% off Mother's Day sale, Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, the Foundation with Howard Grant. Listen, I just was reminded by commercial just now with Kelly's that Mother's Day is coming up. Well, you know, my wife, she definitely reminded me the other day. She said, well, Mother's Day is coming up. What are you getting me? I said, you and my mommy? What are you talking about? What I getting you? Yeah. Mother's Day is coming up. If you want to eat. Anyway, I'm not going to fight her. So Mother's Day is coming up on the 11th All right. So I know everybody can be adorned in church. Church can be booked right out. You got to make your reservations now for you to be able to even get dinner. My God. That's a good point. I got to make reservations, right? But beyond that, there are some flowers that need to be sold. There's some baskets that want to be able to give out. There's some things that needs to be done, some gifts that you want to be able to give your mother, and you want to do advertisements now. 827-0111. You can come on next week, Thursday. I have four slots available next week, Thursday. Four slots available for next week, Thursday. So the show's wide open for next week, Thursday, for Small Business Thursday. If I get more advertisements beyond that and you want to come down and talk about your stuff, you can definitely be able to do that by being able to give me a call, 827-0111. Let me know what you want to talk about. I can call you. We can structure it. We can find out the best thing that's, find out what your budget is, what we can do within that space of the budget, and how we could be able to make those things happen. You could call me, find yourself sitting here with me to talk about your product, to say that this is something that you want to be able to do for Mother's Day. We're going to go back to Baja Retreat. They didn't do this in advance. We're going to go back to Baja Retreat. They just finished with Spa Week, and we're going back to Baja Retreat to talk to you about Mother's Day and the great things that are offered during this particular time in terms of relaxation for your mother to be able to enjoy herself during this time. So mommy, grammy, auntie, baby mother, all these particular things, you have to take into consideration that persons don't know the products that you got. Nobody know. Give me a call, 827-0111, 8211, and we could be able to put it together. Give me a call, guys, 323-622-3232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you could hit me up, 422-4796, right? So it says, Brother Howard, if you have a clean slate for government, the governance, the Bahamas, then the Bahamian people will select and vote for you on your good record for governance, not corruption. Also, there are persons who tell untruths about others and expect to win. Right? I can say this to you. There are persons who tell untruths about others and expect to win. So, come in Jehovah God's blessing, strength, and you will be elected this time, right? This is for mature Bahamians and Bahamian voters. This is Texas coming through. I won't say this to you. People will do whatever it takes to win. I can say this to you. These, all, but a lot of these men that you see on the surface, show you a good smile, show you a good face. Their desire to win is greater than you know. There are men, and the stories that we've heard are not far-fetched. They may be smoke with the fire in far. About men traveling to distant lands, traveling to the depth of shanty towns, traveling and connecting themselves with persons being able to do anything of the dark arts. My God, y'all don't mind. Y'all hate for me to talk like this. But you got to hear this. These men are dark. Many of them. Bowing their knee. Their head and genuflecting their life for an opportunity to be able to acquire victory in the eyes of men. And rejecting the righteousness of being able to stand up. When the righteous are in the seat, when the righteous are in place, then the land rejoices, the people rejoice. We haven't had an always and this crescendo in our country for the longest of times. We've had this in the 60s. To some extent, we've had this in the early 90s. We have not seen it since then. We have not. We haven't seen it with Minutes, and we definitely have not seen that with Brave Davis.
we have not seen this sort of a crescendo and this overwhelming eruption of victory and celebration in our country because righteous men have taken the helm. We haven't seen that. You know your conviction, your spirit, I don't care about your articulation, your education, your conviction, your spirit, your spider senses. No! When a righteous man step into place. You know. You may not want to get spirit and deep with you, but you know that this man is adhering to some things that is above the carnal. We haven't seen that in our country for a very long time. I might as well tell you that. We have not seen that. We've seen men genuflect to different orders. They've genuflected and they've yielded themselves in this sort of position. They have been convinced that for you to be able to find success in many states and many steads in this country, this is the path that you have to take. And for the most part, every one of them men take that course. Blinded by their success, blinded by the idea of their success, not taking into consideration that you are called for such a time as this, that you are called in righteousness and purpose yourself. I catch myself doing stupid things like that too. I catch myself so bad and so eager, wanting to be involved in politics, want to prove people right, that they say that Howard, you could make a good politician. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I catch myself trying to help Jesus Christ get me to the purpose that he tell me I'm supposed to have. If he tell me he got to do it, baby, I can't do it. He got to do that. That's why when you pray, you got to pray in righteousness and remind him of his word. You can't remind him of your emotion and your feeling, your desires. You got to remind him of his word. I don't have the time for that. I don't have the time to go contrary and try to pull him in my position. Anytime I find myself in a position where things are, I'm getting pushed back, I say, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, wait. God, did I do this outside of your will? Am I doing this on my own volition, on my own desires, and my own inclinations? That's my prayer. And then I say, you know, maybe this ain't for me. I am aware of you. I mean, sometimes when I tell you all stuff about me, I feel I'm a weird person. And I'm weird by the standard of how life operates, how I see life operating. For instance, I start to type something. And then I turn my head and then, boom, something happened. Everything gone off the screen. You know what I say to myself? Okay, maybe this ain't what I was supposed to type. And I leave that alone. I'm a very peculiar guy. I'm a very peculiar guy. If I drive it on the road, if I wake up and my tire flat, I give go. I say, Father, I give you praise. Because I don't know what meet me around the corner. I don't know. I don't know. And so I navigate my life, even through the tribulation, I'm grateful. Because if the steps of a good man are still ordered, my God, that's a principle. We got to move with the order. But some of these men are willing to step outside of that order, outside of the steps, and step into their own mind, the ways of their mind. And think that they're going to find success like that. I don't know what these men must be thinking. I just don't know. There's a story I wanted to tell you. There was this guy who used to stay around my headquarters in Grand Bahama. When I was running for the DNA, right? I had a headquarters in the bazaar where Bastard and Robbins was. They closed it down and then, you know, I had to squeeze and pay the gentleman, fix the building up, so forth and so on, to get in there. I did my best. Oh, my God. And I had no money, but anyway, praise God. So I got to this kind of a position. When I got to this position and doing all these particular things, there was a guy who used to come by me every day. He used to live in the abandoned building right there at, Princess. So he used to live in one of those rooms after the place got abandoned. And he used to come over every morning, rake up, clean up. I would give him a couple dollars and he would wear the DNA shirt. And, you know, he's a great guy, right? His name is Michael, right? Michael come to me and says, Mr. Grant, I want to tell you something. I wake up late last night and I was walking on the road and I saw a certain person in front of your headquarters with no clothes on. So I said, what? That's what he's saying to me. I said, what? He said, yes. Now, me and him talking, you know. Me talking. I said, Michael, you're always talking a bunch of stupidness. You need to calm down. I don't think no one has done that. He said, Howard, I'm trying to tell you this, okay? I said, Michael, stop it. I go to open up the front door, a snake in the front of the front door. Had to have been about 4 foot long. Snake. Stretch out in the front of the front door by the thing. And then I see some centipedes and other things that are right around there, right? And so I'm a weird guy. And he just said this to me. He didn't see it and then try to be able to tell me what's what. He said it and I saw this. And I realized that some people are willing to step deep in the depth of the dark arts to be able to find themselves victorious. And we laugh about this. We laugh about the black hat. We laugh about all these particular things. And there is nothing above board in this country. Where are the men that could be able to lift up a standard for us to be able to recognize that this is the proverbial lighthouse? I'm talking about the DNA lighthouse. I'm talking about a way, a path for the tribulations of this dark waters that we've been traveling through, SSPLP, SSFNM, all these dark waters, there needs to be a light, a standard risen for us to be able to recognize. And we have not seen it as yet. All we've seen is egotistical, fragile men with a relentless desire to get what they want no matter what. They need to stop it. Quick telephone call. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Grant. How are you? Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the nation.
What's happening, brother?
Listening to you, my brother, it sounds like you're part of the remnant. It doesn't sound like you're overly peculiar. It just sounds that you're part of the remnant.
God
is bringing his remnant together, you know.
Praise God. I appreciate you.
But anyhow, to whom it may concern, right? Mm-hmm. This is a very sobering conversation that you're having. But I want to say to whom it may concern, you know, you may do whatever it takes to win a position in an organization, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You may tear down the fences, you may burn up the place, you may destroy the place and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that, when you become victorious and you win, what is left for you to be a leader over or a chairman over? I mean, after you have destroyed everything, after you have tore up everything, you know, after you've run the people and scattered the people, what are you going to be a chairman or a leader over? You know, because you have already destroyed the place. Case in point, let's use the Lion King, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who murdered Mufasa,
mm-hmm.
all right, and drives Simba out of the Pride Land
mm-hmm.
so that he could become king.
Mm-hmm.
And when he became king, the place became a wasteland.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was destroyed. Nothing was left for him to be king over. So he, what was he king over?
The hyenas.
You know, the hyenas.
That's it.
So, you know, that's to whom it may concern. They could, you know, take it as a positive outview or they could take it as a negative outview, you know, but in any event, to God be the glory. Eh?
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. I like the analogy. I watched Lion King 8,000 times. You know, I know this all too well, right? But the truth of the matter is, he's not lying. But men can't see that. They don't care. They don't care. This is a wasteland that we live in right now. This conversation that we're having relentlessly back and forward. This entire region is a wasteland. Can I say that? Is it okay to have this kind of a conversation with you? This entire region seems to be a wasteland. A reject, a home and a paradise for those persons seeking to be able to enjoy the luxuries behind a gated community, behind a wall, of being able to have an all-inclusive package to sit behind some wall to say, I was in the Bahamas, I was in the Caribbean, I was in Jamaica, I was in Santo Domingo, wherever, but never being able to engage what's really happening behind that wall. This is a wasteland. Our politicians, far and wide, have not empowered our people. Maybe they're afraid of the jackals. Maybe they are afraid of the corporatocracy. Maybe they're afraid to be able to lose their lives over being able to stand up righteous and firm for what they believe in for their country. Maybe they're afraid. Maybe. Maybe they are afraid to be able to speak up and out against the indifference that is happening simply because some foreign entity, individual, their pockets is being stuffed. And they're getting a kickback. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But I am absolutely baffled by men that sit in this position, come to power, create laws, rules, regulations, and being able to ascend and actually find that moving through the House of Assembly from a bill to a law, to an act, and this is empowering people that don't even live here. But when it comes an opportunity for us to be able to say, hey, listen, weren't you supposed to be able to finish the school? What about the dock? What about these particular things? Oh, we don't have it. What about those things? We are a byproduct of the environment, the pristine, beautiful Bahama land. We are a rejected byproduct thereof. And if they could be in this Bahama land without us, oh my God, they could make some good money. And I'm not talking about the foreign entities, you know. I'm talking about our politicians who make the legislation to ensure that we can govern ourselves accordingly, but always empowering them and their families. This is where we are. There's no righteousness here. And it's an exhausting thing. And I like to talk to you like this. I like to let you know that this weighs heavy on my heart. I'm 44 years old this year. God spare our lives. I'm 44 years old this year. I don't know how long I can live. I don't know how long life can last. But I know with every waking moment, with everything I have, as long as I could take care of my family, with all the resources I have after that, I can take care of the purpose that God has called me to. Once my wife is comfortable, once my children are taken care of, and I get these resources, it ain't for me. It's for me to be able to put towards the mission every single time. Because my day is going to come when I will be no more. But I have to answer for my contribution that I've made or lack thereof when I was given an opportunity to be here. The talents that I was given, did I hide it? Why was I afraid? Because someone else could be able to recognize that, no, Lord, I didn't want them to see me doing this, like this, like this. So, you know, I bring it back to you. But we know what the talents is deeper than we care to assess. How can we, when we call back to our Maker, present Him with the talents He's given us, dusty? How? We have to get on the ball. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to align ourselves with righteousness. We have already tried darkness. You didn't drink rum. You didn't smoke dope. You didn't do drugs in all manner. You didn't take mushrooms. You take quaaludes. You didn't do everything you could imagine. You do lines. You do all these things the movie tell you and things that we can't imagine. You then put your hand to darkness. You do all these things. You try to get somebody picture. You put this in there and you still are unsatisfied in your soul. Why not try righteousness? One day, just once. Just try Him one time to do the right thing. Just one time. Just try. What is the worst that can possibly happen? What is the worst thing that can happen if we try to do this right thing? What? We are already failing. We're failing in education. We're failing in our faith and our religion. We're failing from a socioeconomic standpoint. We are failing on all ends. We're failing when it comes to being able to eat properly. We're failing the way that we communicate. We're failing the way that we govern this country. We are failing. Why not try doing things the right way one time? Just one time. Just one time. As to whether or not we're moving in the direction that we're called to move in, if our country is changing, just one time. One time. I don't know whether or not the leaders that we have will yield to that challenge. I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to know. And I just got to say this to you. I got to talk to you like this because this is heavy on me. This is heavy on my heart. I can't, and y'all really think this is a joke. I know y'all is, y'all think this is, I literally spend my all my time trying to figure out, Lord, these are the steps I'm taking. Am I doing the right thing? These are the steps I'm taking. Listen, I have no partnership. I want partnership, you know. I want good partnership. But I don't want nobody with no, if you ain't match my spirit and my energy, I don't want you around me. I might as well tell you the truth. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. There's some people who won't be involved in your business and be involved in what you're doing, and they won't find out these particular things and how they talk. But if your spirit ain't match up with my spirit, if you think I in this for money, I don't want to be with you. If you only looking for money, I don't want to be with you. I don't have the time for it. I only need enough money to take care of my wife and my children. That's it. I don't need no bunch of money to be stuffing away. I need enough money to take care of my wife and my children. And that is creating a space that they could be able to thrive even after I'm gone. That's it. That's it. I don't have to be a thief for that. I don't have to be a hog. I don't have to do nothing. I take care of my wife and my children. These men are in position and they're trying to eradicate the righteousness that we were set, the foundation that we set, that was set for us. And none of us are doing anything about it. We sit back and take on the position of the former prime minister and say, well, it is what it is. We're doing nothing about this. We got to fix this. Let me take a telephone call before we get out of here. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. How you doing?
I good, man. What's up?
I don't think it's nothing to change in this country until the politicians they put things in place for the wrongness with these parties are doing and they go to jail. Until they start getting to jail, it's nothing to change.
Everybody
just put their hands to keep their eyes to what they want to do. No consequence.
It's time for them to go to jail.
That's the time. They'll use the change. They're
I like what you're saying. Send them to jail. I thank you for your telephone call, my brother. This is Howard. Are you trying to call righteous politicians in the Bahamas? Ah, there's a text that's coming through. It's time, man. It's time for y'all to stop being the bunch of sissies. It's no, it's indifferent. This is not proper language, Howard. What do you say? Stop being a sissy. Stop being scary. Stop being soft. Stop. Stop second-guessing yourself. Your convictions and the purpose that continues to be able to, every morning you wake up, you're indifferent when your face scrunch up when you read the newspaper. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You know you have something in you to get involved and you are afraid. You are afraid. You are afraid. You are afraid of what men can say, Moses. You are afraid. You are afraid. People need to be liberated. People need to find a path out. People need to be able to find the Red Sea open up so we could walk on dry land. People need to be able to understand that in the midst of the muck and mire that we could be able to get to a cleansed place, that righteousness could exist in here and that in you to be able to execute and you keep muddling over the idea as to whether or not you should get involved. You are afraid. You are a woman listening to me right now. Right now, you are a woman listening to me right now. And in the midst of everything that was said, about the dirty politics, you still have the conviction to move forward. But these stories to muddle and mess with your mind, and you push your convictions aside and the purpose that God has called you to, you are afraid. But I pray to God right now that you stand in righteousness, that you stand in strength, that you stand with a heart to be able to fulfill the purpose that you've been called to in this life and move in the direction that God has called you to. Do so with vigor. Do so with determination. And fulfill the purpose that God has called you to. Do not be afraid. Don't worry about their faces. Get up and let's change this country for righteousness. It's time, baby. It is time. That's the show today, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for allowing me to be able to spill my guts and speak my heart. I love you all so bad. Oh, God. I love you all. Because I only see us as a nation as little children. I remember when we was platinum maypole, aspirations and trying to do the best that we can. And then we grow up and the cares of life has shifted our views. But we can do this. Be reminded of who you are and who you were called to be. And get into the space for true transformation. That's the show today, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in with me and allowing me to be able to speak the way that I do. If you want to be able to get involved for Mother's Day, 827-0111. Tomorrow is Small Business Thursday. We got a full house, so we're going to be able to have a good conversation tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. God's Fair Life right here on The Foundation. Foundation.